Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. During the time of this katha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri most of the time, or he was stationary in Puri, whereas Nityananda was traveling. It is reported by historians that he had a party of about 5,000 to 10,000 devotees who would travel along with him from town to town, village to village, sometimes field to field, and they would mostly chant, and Lord Nityananda would dance, and anyone who came in contact with this tsunami wave of bhakti, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 devotees traveling, they were amazed. Some resisted, but most just surrendered to Nityananda's preaching mission. Just to tell you a little bit how it was. One day Nityananda arrived at the banks of the Ganga with this huge party. And he said to one landowner, "I need a place to stay for myself and all these devotees." The landowner was an atheist. He said, "I will not give you anything from my land. If you are as saintly as people say, you should live in the Ganga with your people. I give you this." He took a straw and threw it in the Ganga. The land where the straw land, that's yours. It means nothing. Then you throw a straw into the Ganga. There's no land, there's only water. But when Lord Nityananda was there, a huge island suddenly, spontaneously merged out of the Ganga. And Lord Nityananda said, "This is our home base. I will build my ashram here." Truly amazing. But today we will hear something about the wonders of Nityananda's mercy. Something that is the true miracle. Building land in the Ganga is a miracle. But changing a committed thief and murderer into a pure devotee, that is a miracle. So I request all of you to open your hearts for exploring the wonderful mercy of Lord Nityananda. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare again. Hare It is often said that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his mercy to the class of people, the high class people, the topmost scholars, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and the Lord and Master of Kashi, Prakashananda Sarasvati. He had 60,000 initiated sannyasi disciples, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated this Prakashananda Sarasvati and had already all of a sudden 60,000 sannyasi disciples. They were all high class. For to speak of the king Prataparudra, who at that time ruled a country or part of India that was one third of India. Nityananda, however, extended his mercy also sometimes to the class. He had Raghunath, Vrindavan Das, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, yes. But mostly Lord Nityananda is known to extend his mercy to the most fallen, those who were outside of the Vedic pantheon. They had no status in the society. But Nityananda did not mind, because as we will see, what he gave, even to drunkards and criminals and prostitutes and so on, was so precious that drunkards stopped to be drunkards. Criminals were no longer interested in thieving. And prostitutes became the greatest of saints. This is called the wonders of Nitai's mercy. Whatever that mercy touches, it transforms. A lame man becomes a dancer. A blind man sees the stars in the sky. A fool starts to recite the Vedic scriptures. This is a rare mercy. And today we will look at the question, what it is that we need in order to obtain this particular mercy. We will hear a most interesting katha of how Nityananda changed a criminal and a murderer's heart, and how then he became the greatest preachers to the Bengali mafia. Yes. And we will end our katha on Lord Nityananda with actually a meditation given in the Gaur Govinda Charan Smarana Padaji. My dear devotees, I request you now to listen with an open heart, giving up all doubts that change is possible, that change is possible in your life, and hearing how the greatest dacoit of Navadvip was changed when he happened to meet Nityananda. We are talking of the leader of the dacoits of then Navadvip. He was once a Brahmana who was educated in the Vedic scriptures. But something happened due to a very bad association that he gave up the spiritual path. he used his intelligence to gather a great army of criminals around him. He was dangerous. In a fight with knives, he would immediately draw blood without giving his opponent any chance. He took to alcohol and all undesirable activities. One day, he saw, as he was lying drunken in the shade of a tree, Lord Nityananda passing. My dear devotees, Lord Nityananda was a walking treasure house. There were golden armlets around him. He had garlands of 9 types of jewels. He had a very colorful and big turban. Yes. He was dressed in flowing bluish silk, and on his ankles there were bells, but not one or two, there were hundreds of bells like this, because when he would dance, he would make music with his feet. He was a kirtan lover. When that dacoit saw Lord Nityananda, he thought, I must steal from this avaduta. If I just steal one thing, I don't have to work hard for the rest of my life. These jewels, these ornaments, they will maintain me and my band of thieves for the rest of our days here. So he started to watch Lord Nityananda. There's a particular word for this, which I do not know in English and also not in German, because I am not trained in criminal activities. But there is a certain technique that I have heard about, that there is a technique, what it is, I don't know, where you follow your victim. And this is what the Brahmin did. He mixed amongst the thousands of devotees who were always surrounding Nityananda, and he observed his habits, his dancing, his charisma, his preaching. And then one day he knew how to steal all the ornaments from Nityananda. It was when Nityananda stayed alone in the house of Hiranyapandit. You may say, wait a minute, I heard he was always surrounded with thousands of people. Yes, ordinarily this was true, but Lord Nityananda had watched the one who watched him. Lord Nityananda's eye had fallen on that person who had given up all his Brahminical rules, and he had made a plan for this particular person. My dear devotees, if the eyes of Nityananda fall upon you just once, you can know that you are in the plan of the Lord. And I believe today the Lord glanced on all of you. So he will make some arrangement. Watch carefully. So the leader of the dacoits went home and said, I've watched him for a few months. It's easy. Now he's alone in the house of this Hiranyapandit. We will just wait until the light go out in this house. And then when he's fast asleep, we will go into the house, all of us, we will overwhelm him and steal him. We will leave him with nothing than his breath. Hare Krishna. But on that night, Lord Nityananda had invited devotees. And they were singing kirtan for the whole night, and they were discussing about Krishna. So as the thieves went around the house, the light was not getting out. Finally, the leader of the thieves said, they eat a lot, these devotees. They will fall asleep when after 12 o'clock, you know, and then not even a thunderstorm can wake them up. Yes, Hare Krishnas, we are always Hare Krishnas. So, but wake me up, he said to one of his chums or his associates. So all the devotees were in the house talking Krishna Katha, and the thieves were lying down waiting for the light to go out. But in the morning, they all woke up. They had slept throughout the whole night. Now the crows were crowing, quack, quack, as if making fun out of them. And the leader said, "Hey, why didn't you wake me up? I thought Gopal was supposed to wake us up." Gopal said, no, Mukunda. Mukunda Ghosh. No, someone. So the thief said, the leader of the thieves said, "Okay, we were not successful. I know why we were falling in Maya. We have not worshipped Durga. Anyone who wants to be successful has to worship Durga in her form as Chandi. So in the evening, you come back under this tree, you bring big bowls of wine, meat, and everything, and we worship with full devotion Durga, so that we will be successful in overwhelming that avaduta in the house. That's a plan." So they went and did all kinds of activities in the day, but then returned in the evening to worship Chandi. They sang Chandi bhajans. They were very religious. And they brought weapons this time. Swords, eggs, knives, they were fully armed. Let's stop here for a moment. Religion can often be an external show, a ritual that has no real significance. Do you know, we in the Western tradition, when there's birthday, we blow out the candles. I would have to blow out 70 candles. Do you know why, from where this is a highly religious ritual from the time of the Vikings? The Vikings believed that each year a spirit would enter a human being, and then when the birthday came and the human being would blow out a candle, the spirit would come out of the mouth and burn in the flames. That's the idea of blowing out candles, which I think you do in New York, no? You have learned from the Vikings, my people, without understanding what it is. You know. So many religious rituals. Do I do it like this? Do I bind the Brahmin thread 5 times or 2 times around? Do I put it around the ear and so on? They may not have so much significance. Religion is all about belonging to a group, belonging to a credo, a belief system, and hoping that will serve me, like the dacoits who worshipped very nicely goddess Chandi. Spirituality, that is what we are trying to cultivate, is totally different. It's about transforming and purifying the heart. So these religious mafiosos, they got a lesson from Lord Nityananda. Finally, when they had finished their worship, they took their, how do you say, the swords and kachas. Some took knives in their mouth and approached the house of Nityananda. They knew this time the Avaduta was alone. However, when they came close to the bushes and forests, to the house in which Nityananda stayed, they saw 4 armed guards with clubs and discs just going around the house and chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. We hear in the scriptures that the devotees are always protected by the Vishnu Dutas or sometimes by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord. So when they saw these fierce looking soldier like forearm person who were constantly chanting the name of Hari and guarding the house of Nityananda, they were thinking, let's not mess with the Vishnu Duta. I don't think they knew that this was a Vishnu Duta. I said it, you don't laugh about my English. let's not mess with the Vishnu Duta, you know. They became greatly astonished when they saw these guards. And after arguing fiercely about their hopes for success, they concluded that on that night they would better return to their dens. But on the third night, the leader said, this time we will be successful. There's a belief in all cultures, alle guten Dinge sind drei, you know. When you try something for a third time, like passing a driver's test or going to a person and, you know, asking them for something, you will be successful. You just have to be patient. So this time, the third night, something happened that is so amazing. The thieves came close and they thought, this time we will be successful. They were awake. There were no fierce looking guards. But as they came close, Indra, the leader of the demigods, became very angry. And he sent a terrible rainstorm with lightning. As they came closer, all of a sudden, they hadn't seen this, they ran into ditches that were full of leeches, you know, these blood-sucking things. It's good in Ayurveda. Worms. And then Indra increased the volume a little bit and he sent hailstones. The thieves became so absolutely miserable. They were lying in these ditches while the leeches sucked their blood. When they ever they tried to climb out, there were thorns and they couldn't come out, and they were bleeding, and the mosquito were drinking their blood. Finally, they all cried out of fear, Mama, Mama. And out of intense disappointment, they lost their consciousness and fainted in the ditches. Finally, as the night came to an end, they climbed out of the ditches and they ran home. Now, as the leader of the dacoits was in his home, he began to think. The first night we fell asleep. The second night there were guards. The third night there was an apocalyptic situation. I believe that the Lord, that Lord Nityananda is the Lord of all. And I will go to him now and excuse myself and look for his mercy. And after this, I kill myself because I dared to attack him. He was a tough man, you know. My dear devotees, it is known in the scriptures that the conditioned soul surrenders to God for various reasons. But of all these reasons, feeling miserable is for most of the people who surrender to Krishna the reason why they do so. When I was young and evil-minded, I interviewed the devotees, why have you joined? And through the bench they said, I could get no fulfillment in my life. And I suffered. I know, for instance, that there was this one young man who went into the forest somewhere in Hungary to commit suicide because I believe his girlfriend had left him for another better looking boyfriend. So he was very disturbed and he wanted to take his life, but when he was in the forest with the pistol, he thought, wait a minute, I forgot to write my goodbye letter, where I say, it is because of you, ferocious Anna, you know. So he went home to write his goodbye letter, but there he saw there was a Bhagavad Gita, which he had gotten the day before while he was on street Sankirtan. So he took the bag, he wrote his letter to ferocious Anna, and then he took the Gita with him and read it in the forest, and he became a devotee from just reading. He read and read and thought, phew, I better join. Many of you have also similar motivations. They have suffered in the material world or find no satisfaction. And Lord Nityananda, knowing that this leader of the dacoits was to fulfill an important role in his mission, first made him suffer so that he had a motivation to change his mind. How he changed his mind and how he approached Lord Nityananda is so beautiful of a story that I will continue in a moment. But for now, I request you to sit and chant again and think about your life. What would be necessary for you to have a change of mind? I hope it will not be a hailstorm or leeches or guards. How can you open yourself for the mercy of Nityananda? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
while you continue to sing, you might actually like to pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. That can be compared to a rain shower, just like the shower you see over your head. Big drops that feels, that falls into the land of your heart, the dry desert-like land of the heart, and allows all kinds of creepers or plants of devotion to grow. So please chant prayerfully now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Namo Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, sing one more time.
dear devotees. It is very, very nicely described what happened in that talks with God, you know, when the criminal came to Lord Nityananda to pray for his own deliverance from his terrible offenses. As you have heard, Lord Nityananda had carefully orchestrated the events in the life of this dacoit so that he would finally come to this point where he could actually turn from the depths of his heart to the Lord. And he was waiting for the dacoit to come and meet him. There are various ways in which you can read the story of your life. You can understand it as an attempt to fulfill desires or an attempt to find yourself. You can also understand the story of your life as past karma taking effect. You can understand the story of your life as a treasure hunt for the spiritual goals. And you can also understand the story of your life as an arrangement of Krishna. In other words, this story was not written by you but by Krishna. Probably there is a little bit of everything in the story of the life of our life, but we like to see it as arranged by Krishna. I want to tell you the story of my own life, not now, but on my birthday. I want to take three incidents out of my life that have permanently changed me into the person I am now. And I believe strongly that all these incidents which I will tell you about have been arranged by the Lord to make me finally turn to Him. Perhaps if you try to read the story of your life, trying to find out where was the hand of Krishna and what did He want of me and what did I not understand or what did I pretend to not understand, you will have many deep insights. So the dacoit did this little exercise and he came to the conclusion that it was Lord Nityananda who had arranged all these things so that he would finally turn to him. And Lord Nityananda was waiting. He was waiting. He was sitting at the banks of the Ganga. He was sitting on the bank of the Ganga on a throne, actually, it's described. And as he was sitting there, the Lord of the universe, he was casting his glance of mercy on the fallen souls. Many people came. You know, when it was known that Nityananda was somewhere, many, many people came to just be looked upon by Nityananda. Look at me! Because they knew in the eyes of the Lord or the glance of the Lord was special Shakti, it was known. Lord Nityananda would liberate souls just by looking at them. So just to describe you the scene, there was a mighty kirtan going on. The devotees were chanting the names of Hari. And Lord Nityananda roared in ecstasy. This was not an ISKCON kirtan, you know. This was Hari! You know, this was really a roaring. We have an ISKCON also sometimes roaring kirtans, but he really roared. And he was so much in ecstasy, he was showing the symptoms of ecstasy that all the hairs on the body stood on end, and he was shedding tears while his body trembled. This I have only seen once, but it's quite something. When the Brahmana came, you know, he looked terrifying. He had a muscular body, he was well trained, but it was bruised with all these, you know, cuts from the thorns, and blood was dripping out from the bites of the leeches. You know, when the leeches bite you and you take them off, you continue to bleed. His hair was disheveled, he was smelling. I will not give a comparison here. And everyone made way for him because he was just so dangerous, and it was known. He would just, if someone disobeyed him, he got his knives out, and then good night sunshine, you know. This is, no one could face him in a fight. So he came closer, and then he heard this kirtan and saw Nityananda chanting Hari, and so he was so impressed, he lost all external consciousness and started to cry. He raised his arms and repeatedly called out, O Nityananda!
O Nityananda!
Deliverer of the fallen souls!
Deliverer of the fallen souls!
Save me!
Save me!
Yes. The people saw this and they thought, how can he change so much? Someone who was very intelligent said, he must be playing some trick. Under this pretext, he may come back and then raid the house of Nityananda later. But someone else said, you fool? Nityananda is the deliverer of the fallen souls. By his mercy, his heart has changed. Lord Nityananda stopped his ecstatic behavior and he smiled at the Brahmana who was crying and said, my dear Brahmana, you are behaving very differently. What has happened to you? This appears most wonderful. Tell me frankly, don't worry. So the Brahmana could not really speak, but he just continued to cry. He rolled on the ground through the whole courtyard. Oh, we should start all these things, you know, but it should come from a real place, no? He spontaneously laughed, he cried, he danced all of a sudden, and he sang, and after some time he became pacified and he began to speak, and this is what he said. Oh Lord, I live in this nadia. Although I'm known as a Brahmana, my behavior is like that of a hunter. I go behind people and I steal, or a dog eater. I always engage in thievery in the company of wicked people. Since birth, I have done nothing but commit violence to others. When the people of Navadvip see me, they tremble in fear. There is not a single sin that I have not committed many times. When I saw that your body was decorated with valuable ornaments, I made the decision in my mind to overwhelm you and steal them from you. But then we fell asleep in the night. The other night you showed us your miracle by bringing these powerful guards, and then finally we were totally defeated by these leeches and these storm. As he spoke more and more, he cried loudly. He said, by remembering you, one is freed from all bondage of ignorance and easily attains the abode of Vaikuntha. Then the Brahmana said, O Lord, now let me go. It's not proper for me to keep this body any longer. Since I intended to harm you, my atonement should be to drown myself in the Ganga. We don't have this in our culture. Other cultures call this the good death. When we go to Ahobilam, to the stamba, the pillar from which Lord Nrisimhadev has appeared, it's a huge, Gaurahari, you were there with us, no? I remember it was something like 50 meters high. Who has been on that pillar? Paralyzed Nrisimhadev, how high is it?
I can say in feet.
In feet. Yeah, yes.
300
feet. 100
meters.
It's rather high. And one Nrisimha Bhakta climbed this pillar. We have also climbed this pillar. There's a way from the back, you know, how you can. It's not so difficult, but you shouldn't eat a lot of halava before you climb. So one Nrisimha Bhakta, who thought himself so unqualified, had jumped from this pillar head first and died what he considered the good death. There's a memorial plate about him that he has definitely gone to Nrisimhadev. This is not recommended in our tradition, by the way, but there is something which was done. Remember Chota Haridas? He went into the Ganga and drowned himself. Lord Chaitanya, keeping the Lord in the mind, in the heart. The idea here is, I've sinned so much. My life has become so terrible that I stand no chance in this life to improve. The sanskaras are too deep. But if I now, as an atonement, take my life, thinking of Krishna, I will have a fresh start in the new life. My dear devotees, and all your internet out of context quotas. This is not done in the Krishna consciousness movement. I just wanted to supply some cultural background for the idea of the Brahmana. And you will hear how Lord Nityananda responded to know what is our take on it. When he heard the sincere words of repentance, the Lord and the devotees became pleased. And the Lord said, O Brahmana, there's no problem. You have been the servant of Krishna, birth after birth. Lord Nityananda sees no mistake in us. Otherwise, why would he bestow such mercy on you? Who other than his servant can see such opulence? Chaitanya Gosani has appeared to deliver the fallen souls. There is no doubt about it. Now listen to me. O Brahmana, I will personally relieve you of whatever sins you have committed if you do not commit them again. It is said, if sins that were committed are confessed before a bona fide spiritual master, the sinner becomes relieved of the reactions. Then he no longer engages in such sinful activities. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Now listen carefully. Give up your violence to others, your stealing, and other immoral activities. Do not do such things again. Lead a dharmic life and chant the name of Hari.
Hari.
Good. Oh, Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari.
Rama, 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 Hari, Hari.
Oh, Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari.
Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari.
Oh, Rama, Rama, Hari, Hari. And when you chant the name of Hari, then you actually can also deliver others. You should gather all these rogues and dacoits together and induce them to lead a dharmic life. After speaking these words, Lord Nityananda took the garland from his own neck and gave it around the Brahmana, and all the devotees chanted, Jai, Jai!
Jai, Jai!
And the Brahmana was delivered. Now it was quite interesting what he did. He would travel with Lord Nityananda but he would not be directly visible. Only when Lord Nityananda went somewhere else, he would go and he would address all the dacoits and bandits of the towns, because he was so famous, you know, he was the Al Capone of Bengal. I heard Al Capone was a big person in a mafia boss in Chicago, no? In Chicago. There's even, there must be his birth house now where all the Americans go and take darshan. Prahlad is nodding his head, yes. Can imagine. He's still alive. Anyway, the Brahmana made Bhakta programs for decoys and so on, and everyone was so impressed by him. He really looked terrible, and he became a preacher amongst the criminals. By the way, this is a very good way in which Krishna consciousness can spread. If the devotees go to their previous circles, they will be able to speak the language which these circles speak. And I was in Berlin. I saw a person who, in the program just a few days ago, who had tattoos all over his, his arms, but then the face, the neck, this neck, that you couldn't see a free space of skin. He was quite something, you know. And I heard that he is enthused by Krishna consciousness, and he gives programs amongst the tattoo, the wallas, you know. I don't know what circle, I think garage punk or something, you know, really the most intense of the intense. But yes, he speaks the language. This is Lord Nityananda's extraordinary mercy. He seems to find pleasure in showing his mercy to the most unlikely candidates. There's a passage in Chaitanya Charitamrita that explains Lord Nityananda's logic. Lord Nityananda thinks, if the most fallen people transform, that will glorify, you know, that will glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If someone who is a pious brahmana starts to chant, nope, then everyone will say, yes, yes, that was given to him into his cradle, you know. But when a Westerner coming from the Viking clan is starting to chant, that's something, you know. So Lord Nityananda has this type of logic, and therefore there are prayers which say, my Lord, I'm the most fallen, you will not find anyone more fallen, so therefore please come to me first. You know, knowing the logic of the Lord, such a prayer is there. What are we to make out of this? In the scriptures, there's a beautiful shloka. Ye age padaye tare karaye nistara atevanish tarir mo ena durachara. Lord Nityananda delivers all those who fall down before him. Therefore he has delivered such a sinful and fallen person as me. The idea here is, when you have a cup that is, no, let me say first what I want to say. When your pride and identified with your so-called achievements, then by this very pride which you are putting around your soul, you will create an iron armor where the mercy cannot go. However, if you open your heart by falling down or coming in a humble spirit before the Lord, you are opening yourself for the mercy of Krishna. When you're proud, you're like a cup which is like this, who will not be filled with rainwater even if the monsoon comes. If you are turning around and showing your openness, then you will be filled by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. I would like to make now a little meditation with you about Lord Nityananda, so that his beautiful form, his walking, how he looks, will enter your eyes. Are you enthusiastic for this?
Yes.
How is it with your sleeping situation? Still awake?
Yes.
Those who came from America, perhaps you should have an open eye meditation. Just to be on the safe side. Yes, I see someone opened the windows. My dear devotees, by meditating, or you can say, if you don't like this word for some reason or another, by absorbing your consciousness in an object of meditation, that object stays there and leaves an imprint in you. So we will do now a little meditation. Nitai Parakamala, you play so wonderful that I almost fainted. Can you play on C also? Yeah, possible? Or would you prefer? I could go B. B is also, everything is possible. Just to change a little bit. So. Oh, my God, we are in such good time. After this, there is a very special night dress, Artik and Darshan, at 9:15. So we have to be a little bit here. 9:30, point. Would you be so kind to go, because I need to time myself here. Realistic, no? Realistic. There is a book in our tradition, it's called Gaura Govinda Charan Smaran Padati. It's a guidebook that guides pujaris, priests, into a meditation which they usually do before, which in some temples they do it before they go on the altar. So I will chant one verse from this. This is the verse. It's the Smaranam verse of Nityananda, a verse by which he is remembered, and we will turn that into a meditation. I request you to sit straight. Please roll back your shoulders a little to open your chest. Let's take a few deep breaths. That's very good. We have free oxygen for all of you here. You are the evening of Lord Nityananda's appearance day. We will hear an ancient verse that guides us in the meditation on Lord Nityananda. And afterwards we will sing a little kirtan and then have a very special night darshan. It's the concluding practice after a day that went by so fast. After the morning program, we had a class where also our Keshava Maharaj spoke so wonderfully. Then there was a very eventful initiation ceremony with 16 devotees taking sacred vows, first and second. I don't know how your prasadam was, but I saw a huge cake leaving the altar and walking towards the tent, so I guess it was very good. Then we had this amazing Abhishek, and now this katha about change of heart. But perhaps you have not yet found the time to really turn to Lord Nityananda. Perhaps everything happened so fast, so this is now your chance. Kanjarana vinindi sundaragatim Shri Padamindi Vara Shri Nishyama Sat Ambaram Tanurucha Sadhyandu Sammadakam Premat Guna Sukanya Kanjanamada Jinnetra Hasyananam Nityanandamaham Smarami Satatam Bhushvalangam Shrijam. I constantly meditate about Nityananda. For this, close your eyes, please. Only the American devotees who came and are jet-lagged, be careful. Otherwise, we hear the midnight raga from you. Again, a few deep breaths. Just be with your breathing. When you breathe in, know that you're breathing in. And when you breathe out, know that you're breathing out, and relax your body. Happy, joyful in-breath and a little longer out-breath. I constantly meditate on Nityananda Prabhu. He walks with the swinging gait of the best of elephants. His body is decorated with a beautiful cloth. It has the color of many blue sapphires. It is glittering, in other words. And look, his bodily luster or effulgence defeats the beautiful whitish evening moon. And look at his eyes, his rolling, intoxicated, love-intoxicated eyes. And his smile, which is more beautiful than an opening lotus flower. But the greatest of his ornaments are not the golden bangles. His greatest ornament are not even his eyes and his smile. His greatest ornament is the bodily luster that comes out of his being and fills the whole world with auspiciousness. Mm. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Yeah.
please now turn to the altar. Be a little bit many in this room, so best is you go really close to the altar and sit there, because shortly the altar will open for the last darshan for today, special evening darshan. So please continue. Hare Krishna. Sing everyone.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, thank you all very much for participating so nicely and so longly, so long, in the celebrations regarding Lord Nityananda's auspicious appearance. This was, for some of you, I can only congratulate you. I can't imagine how you did it, especially coming from faraway countries. Phew. I know I'm finished for 1,000 lives when I return from America. Not 1,000, but 7 days. I'm very, very happy that I think we have all opened our hearts, our cups, everything to receive a lot of mercy. May this sink in for a long time. I'm not sure if Gaurahari is here, if he's on the altar. Tomorrow we will have a day which is a little bit more restful, I think, but we have a very nice Bhagavatam class by an international lecturer. Would you like to give a brief overview? I can only say I thank you very, very much for this eventful day. It was, as far as I can consider, a day where a lot of mercy was flowing. At least I could really, with my little spiritual perception, see that yes, we were all very much blessed. I also wish those who were initiated on this wonderful day the continuous stream of mercy from Lord Nityananda, the protection of Lord Balaram. No, it's very important. Gaurahari will give us a brief overview for tomorrow, and then we will fall into our beds. Most of you are foodies. I think you will eat something, but then.